This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. Thank you for listening. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group. I can't thank them enough for what they've done for me for about 3 years now. Just saw the guys from Brandon Legal Group at the most recent sold-out Todd Wright Tour XXVII Golf Tournament last weekend at West Chase Golf Club. Brandon Legal Group simply wants me to tell you on their behalf that if you are in need of legal assistance, you can call them anytime for a free consult. 844-4BLG-4ME. 844-4BLG-4ME. Or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. And let me add two things. You don't need to live, work, nor have your legal issue originate in the city limits of Brandon, Florida. Brandon Legal Group services the greater Tampa Bay area. You also do not need to ask them, nor me, what type of law does Brandon Legal Group specialize in? The question doesn't apply. They are a full-service law firm. That question may apply to other lawyers, other law firms. It doesn't apply here. 844-4BLG-4ME, full-service law firm, BrandonLegalGroup.com. Papa John's of Tampa Bay was the original sponsor of my first podcast. It took a long time and the right people to talk me into doing these, and I'm glad they did. That was 5 years ago. That was the first year of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, which if you are a fantasy football player and you're not familiar that I do fantasy football podcast, you might want to look that podcast up. We're already 22 episodes into season 5 of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. It is a separate podcast, and the popularity of it even surprises me sometimes. I also take personal emails from people with their questions on fantasy football, provided that they are listening to the podcast. Papa John's of Tampa Bay was the sponsor of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast in year one. They got everything going. Since then, they have poured so many resources into my golf tournaments, feeding my players, prizes for my players, catering my fantasy drafts, and even helping out with the need for some catering or feeding some hungry people when something odd happens. There was a fire in my condominium at the beginning of 2020. And some residents were displaced. Turns out they were displaced for months. That day, they met with the Red Cross at the apartment complex across the street from our building. And someone with the Red Cross, who I knew from her previous job in communication, said, "Should we get some food here for these people?" I said, "Let me make a call." And Denny Gray of the West Kennedy store and Mike Lentz of the West Water store with Papa John's of Tampa Bay literally rushed food over to those displaced residents of my condominium who were having a really, really, we're on podcast here, a really, really shitty day. And maybe a hot slice of pizza put a little smile on their face for a minute or so. That's what Papa John's of Tampa Bay does for me. Remember, their papadillas are still promotionally priced at $6, and that includes the new Buffalo Chicken Papadilla. I highly recommend picking one up, to quote Ferris Bueller, in the men's room at the French restaurant in Chicago. Papa John's of Tampa Bay, thank you for all you do for me, and thank you for getting me going on podcasts. My email is right.todd@yahoo.com. My social media is at toddwright2020 on Instagram, at toddwright2020 on Twitter. And if you'd like to friend me on Facebook and you promise never to ask me to like another page other than your own personal page that you're friending me from, because I won't do that to you, you can send me a friend request. I'm simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. There is no separate Facebook page for the Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments. There is no separate Facebook page for the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. There's no separate Facebook page for my What Are the Odds webcast that is via the Identity Tampa Bay, where I talk about handicapping, but I do not make picks. I am not a tout. I'm trying to show that you can talk sports handicapping without going down that road in my What Are the Odds webcast. I have enough social media pages. I don't think I overdo it. And I try to keep them pretty positive, very promotional, very cordial. That's what I do there. Can you already tell this podcast is going down a little bit different road? Now, we've had so much sports recently. We had so many sports. Gil Alexander, one of my biggest supporters and honestly one of my biggest fans, with all the nice things he said about me for years now. Gil is the morning man on the Vegas Stats and Information Network. That's Brent Musburger's network out of Las Vegas. The studio is right there at the sports book in the South Point. I never knew it was the South Shore for a while. Shows what happens when you follow the South Point Instagram page. I'm just happy the bars are back open. The Brent Musburger network that fully and openly talks about sports handicapping, wagering, the numbers, the odds, as part of sports conversation. I've made regular appearances with Gil for a few years now, and he apologized to me last week because we missed our weekly spot, and he just said he had this, he had this, he had this. He's like, I'm sorry. And I said, why are you apologizing? I had a tournament the next day, and I understand. So we've had horse racing. We've had the Stanley Cup playoffs just ended. The NBA Finals are coming to an end. Baseball is in their playoffs. They're now in round two of their playoffs. They've moved to neutral sites with bubbles to make sure these games get in, and so weather is not a factor in the World Series because the new Arlington Stadium has a roof if they need it. We're in college football season. We've had a reversal on not playing by what most conferences now, as they've seen other conferences play. We're into week five of the National Football League season. It's not without some issues. We've played two majors in golf, finished a FedEx Cup schedule, started a new one. The Masters is coming up. Amazing what they're doing at Augusta National. NASCAR's in the playoffs. It's terrific. It really is. And that brings me to talk about none of it today because I want to make a point and reaffirm a promise to all of you. I know my role to all of you. Some of you like me more than others, and I appreciate you, but I know why you listen to me. I know why you listen to this podcast. I know why you listen to my fantasy football podcast. I know why you watch my webcast, What Are the Odds? I know why you watch me on my TV appearances on Spectrum Bay News 9. I know why you listen to me on VEASAN with Gil Alexander. I know why you listened for years to my very popular show on, 500 affiliates. We were everywhere with All Night with Todd Wright on ESPN Radio. We were on everywhere. I would run down the cities in North America. I'd leave someone out, and I don't mean to. We were on everywhere. And that's how many people know me nationally. People know me locally in the Tampa Bay area because I grew up on the air. I grew up on the radio in Tampa, the original sports radio station, Sports Radio 910. Then I overplayed my hand when my deal was up and they replaced me. And I had to go get a job and start afternoon drive sports radio in Orlando, which I did. Then things happened in the radio business. They happen a lot. And I was out of a job. And 2 hours later, driving back to Tampa, Sports Radio 910 said, welcome back. Then I ended up at ESPN a couple of years later. Actually had a heck of a choice. stick with the direction of going national with ESPN, or some of you may have never known, when the Tampa Bay Devil Rays were getting ready to start play, they were down to a Final Four for their first two radio broadcasters. The four were Paul Olden, Charlie Slows, Dan Hoard, and me. And ESPN kind of said, hey, you need to make a choice here. Do you want to do baseball, or do you want to work for us? And I chose ESPN, and it worked out. Here's the point and the promise I'm reaffirming to you today. I know why you listen to me. And I'm going to keep doing what you expect me to do. I'm not going to veer. I may get angry at some who question the material, my opinions, or how I do something. But to me, that's fair game. As I've gotten older, it's gotten a little bit more fun for me. And some of my golfers especially say, do it more often. We love when you sort of defend your turf, defend what you do. But I know my role for you. I'm very transparent. Now hear me out for 30 seconds. I was raised in this business to not talk about a couple of things because I was a sports talk host. Religion and politics. I'm going to stick by that. And I know there's a lot of things going on in the world. I'm not a kid anymore. My family has all passed away. I got to look out for myself more than ever. And I have some strong opinions and I have some real pointed questions. But that's not for here. That's not for me to share with you. I'm here to entertain you. I'm here to talk sports with you, or pop culture, or daily life, or entertainment. If we have an argument about that, it kind of doesn't matter. It's almost like the Jerry Seinfeld thing, the show about nothing. What's the line from Gladiator? Are you not entertained? Or was it, are you entertained? I haven't watched that movie in a long time. That's what you want me to do for you. You want me to entertain you. Now, if I piss you off by saying that your second round draft pick in your fantasy football league was a terrible choice, okay. I'll own that. If that's how I pissed you off. If I piss you off because I say the Lightning aren't going to win a Stanley Cup until their goaltender actually pitches a postseason shutout, and how much did I talk about that in this space for the last month plus, and what did he do in the last game? And maybe that pissed some of you Lightning fans off. That's okay. I own that. That's fair game. That's a couple examples of what I do. I'm not gonna sway from that. I think too many people who have a lot more light on them than me, they don't believe that anymore. Well, I do. And I not only majored in broadcast journalism at the University of Miami, but the rules back then, I don't know if it's this way now. If you majored in communications at the University of Miami, you could not solely major in a division of communications. You had to major in something outside of the School of Communications. It wasn't easy. I switched majors, I think, 5 times. It was in no particular order. Geography, psychology, theater arts, and I forget what the other one was. I had a minor in sports management. You couldn't major in sports management back then. Everybody took Dr. Joe's class. Those of you who were at the University of Miami in the 80s and probably in the 90s, you know Dr. Joe. I took the class too. So I ended up landing on political science. Why? Because it was like American history to me. I found it interesting. I learned a lot. It was a different look at American history. Moon at Noon was a very popular political science class at the University of Miami. The guy was as detail-oriented as any teacher that I had at UM, professor. He was late one day. We all thought he was dead. That's how this guy never made a mistake. He ran in 6 minutes late. He had run from his car. It was something involving a Celtics game. He was a huge fan. And I will never forget it. I'm like, this guy does have a life outside just being a professor. So I majored in political science. This is not the place for it. You do what makes you happy. I'm going to do what makes me happy. But I know why you're here. Some of you have been with me a long time. I'm not going to change anything now. I'm set in my ways in a lot of things because I'm a 51-year-old man. But I wholeheartedly believe that you then, now, and in the future come to me with an expectation of me entertaining you in a particular way. I will continue to do that, not stray. And if I disappoint you with a sports commentary, that's fine. I'm not going to disappoint you by veering off the same path I've been on for nearly 30 years. Seems more and more others with a lot more light on them, with louder voices, bigger audiences, bigger paychecks, bigger fan bases. They're doing that. Not me. Thank you for listening to me for what I do for you, and I will continue to do it exactly as you expect. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group and by Papa John's of Tampa Bay. My email is wright.todd@yahoo.com. My social media is @ToddWright2020 on Instagram and Twitter. Soon we'll be changing that to 2021. And if you'd like to send me a Facebook request, I am simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. If you'd like information on Todd Wright Tour 28, the Holiday Spectacular, coming in December, you can email me for golf info at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. Thank you for listening to this special edition of the Todd Wright Toddcast. We'll talk to you next time.